Blog Talk Radio.
Wandering around, wondering why I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will, wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation. There was no way to know that her dream of love was sweeter than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast, felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes, wanting to feel something deeper within. Seems like a power in the wind, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation. Rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the one.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Enlighten Up Radio. This is Lisa Sahakian coming to you live from the islands of Hawaii, on the island of Maui in particular. Welcome, good, merry, happy, wonderful Monday morning to you and your entire realm. I'm happy to join you each and every Monday morning. If you're listening to Enlighten Up Radio for the first time, I want to welcome you. What we do, we get together and we have a little conversation about the week, getting the week off to a good start, a good foot, a good rhythm, a good pace, a good mindset. Just the most authentic you that you can absolutely muster up, remember, find. However you go about doing it, all paths lead to the one same place. Find your groove, find your rhythm. Realize that there's not just your tribe, there's only one tribe, so there's no way that you could ever be excluded from it. So we get together here and we just remember, we motivate, we inspire, and we learn to enlighten up even in the midst of life's challenges. I want to thank Ricky Byers Beckwith in such deep gratitude, actually. This show is a tremendous, comes from a tremendous place of gratitude immediately. As I was about to start, seconds before a wave of gratitude came through. So I want to thank Ricky Byers Beckwith for her opening musical inspiration for the show. Definitely want to thank Frank Visconti in Hawaii Home Makeovers, always doing a great job, doing great work. He's been sharing with me a lot of the before and after pictures that he's been doing on the island. Happened to be friends with him as well. Just does a fantastic, pristine work, great prices, friendly, kind, high customer service, leaves it impeccably clean. So that's Frank Visconti and Hawaii Home Makeover, our sponsor while we are on the island of Maui. And I especially want to thank the island of Maui, the people of Maui, the land, the Aina land of Maui, the locals I've been meeting, the beach that I've been attending. Just really am in deep gratitude for this experience, this habit, this new daily habit of Maui that I've allowed myself to create in a very, from a very, very, very expansive space. So if all of you may or may not have remembered, I started 2014 off with all that content that's free on my Enlighten Up YouTube channel. If you go up my YouTube channel, you know, the beginning, well, of course, this is years of practice accumulating, but, you know, accumulating, yes, but at the same time, when it happens like in a moment, when the awakening happens, when the allowance happens, when the realization, self-realization happens, those moments, they happen much more instantly and much more frequently. So that becomes your way of living. And so when we come here on Enlighten Up Radio and connect, learn to remember, that's really in essence what we're doing. I could put a lot of bells and whistles on this. I could move to Maui. I could live in Aqaba, Jordan. And I am living example that there really is only one tribe. Everywhere I go, the same things come out of people's mouths. First, they'll say something like, within the first 5 minutes, the most, you know, I've never told this any to anyone before, but, you know, and then they'll tell me some story that they've never shared with anybody before or hadn't remembered in a long time. That happens, and then also this language of oneness, 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 this repetitive theme. So how much of it is already present, all of it, everywhere on the planet, and then how much of it am I actually aligning with so I can actually have the experience of it? So if you look back on when Enlighten Up really was starting 2014 and my YouTube channels, vibration, 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 I've been really focusing on that. Whatever that means, however that feels authentic to you, you can sit still and get there and absolutely do nothing. So, you know, that wouldn't, I don't know how much of a good YouTube video that would make, but I have meditated or taken you through a self-guided or envisioning session on the YouTube channel, and it's really quite lovely. But what I'm sharing is, you know, you can do nothing and arrive there on your own as well. It doesn't require tribe. It doesn't require sitting in a certain way, listening to a certain mantra, sitting with people with turbans on their head at 4 a.m., although having meditated at myriad opportunities throughout my journey, you know, that early morning hour, that ambrosial hour is really, really lovely. So what's really great is when we do it more and more, how much we just have this experience of this something, this quieter thing taking over our lives. So once again, thanks everyone for listening across the globe. And if you're listening for the first time, this is Lisa Sahaki, and you're listening to Enlighten Up Radio. And we're just getting back on track here. We're getting centered so we can remember. So last week, we talked about solving for chaos and solving for peace. And I'd like to continue on that same topic because there wasn't a lot of time to focus on solving for peace in this gloriously brief 30-minute radio show. And I keep the show 30 minutes on purpose, with a purpose for a purpose. You know, we're all... I can understand how busy you are. And there's a lot of downloadable information that you can listen to and whatnot. So I really do my best to dilute and distill the information as best I can. So getting on that topic, allowing myself to remain on the topic of solving for peace. Peace is really something that, you know, we use our self-awareness in everything. And when we apply our self-awareness to the times in our lives, when we reflect for a minute, reflect and let go, right, without attachment, reflect for a minute on the opportunities that we've had to cultivate more peace in our lives. And what's really great about cultivating peace, it leaves an imprint. The more we do it, the more we realize it's just this feeling. For me, I'll explain for me what this inner peace muscle that I am getting to know and remember and allow to express itself more deeper and deeper, because it's always been there. It's just other stuff's been covering it up or seeming to cover it up. Let's even put it that way. Not even attached to anything having been there in the first place. So we sit and we start letting go. And we have conversations like that where the story isn't even attached anymore, and less until eventually all that's left is just the pure, sweet, quiet attitude of being, the pure quietude of just being. And, you know, so I came to, how do I bring this peace into my regular living in this ambitious world that I live in my mind, that a lot of us live in, right? Want to write the book, want to keep traveling, going to write the book, I keep on traveling. So there's this lifestyle that I have that is also calling me, because that also feels so authentic too, to be in my own rhythm, in my own groove, doing the things that I genuinely love. You know, success is doing what you love. Success really is doing what you love. And having the courage, taking time to listen to radio shows like this, taking the time to perhaps watch some of those free YouTube videos on my YouTube channel, taking the time to really care about yourself enough to find out, you know, what is my groove? What is my natural groove? So solving for peace. I started the year with all about this vibration content. And lately, you know, moved to today. Lately, I've been sitting in the quiet in meditation for 2 hours a day. And then, you know, when we sit in community, you know, how do we continue to let ourselves go more and more within that community, you know, allow ourselves to be open and vulnerable and feel comfortable, and also be self-aware enough to know, you know, is this the right space for me? Does this feel authentic? Has it served its purpose? Is this where I'm supposed to be sitting indefinitely, you know? Being mindful, using our self-awareness, because, you know, I'm in the alchemy and the understanding of it. And if you have any comments or questions on this, please feel free to call me 646-716-9768, 646-716-9768. Would love to hear from you if you want to call in. So this inner alchemy that's happening, I'm not certain. Here's what I'm certain about. I don't need to do my practice in any certain way. It doesn't have to be with Sikhs in Kundalini Yoga, 4 to 6 a.m., although I really dig that time of day. Maybe it's because that was my first exposure to it, you know, first love kind of a thing. I don't know. I'm in the alchemy of it. There's that. And it doesn't need to be that either. Because before I started sitting in Lemuria regularly daily, 8 to 10 a.m., virtually 8 to 10 a.m., sometimes it's a little more, sometimes it's a little bit less, teeny bit less by that 10 minutes. I'm just sharing this with you because, you know, this is the practice, you know. And as I sat down, I was invited to sit even longer for 4 hours. And then it started feeling like somebody else's agenda. And the peace started going away in my sitting practice. Solving for chaos, solving for peace, right? So, you know, there was this wonderful dialogue between Claudio and I that I'm just with it to see where it's taking me. And it always open to being open, right? Finding a new direction, not about being right or wrong, but finding a new direction to my thought process. How's that for vanillifying my dialogue? My inner dialogue. So just being with it, seeing what I'm noticing is a lack of resonance, lack of peace in me, and that's what's catching my attention. It's making my mind go, do I sit with it? You know, I've been sitting with it for a few days. Do I sit with it? Or do I give myself some space with it to really look at it, use my self-awareness? I started experiencing peace when I pulled away from it. Now, is the journey uncomfortable sometimes? Yes. Is it always perfect? No. Will there be uncomfortable times in when we sit, when I sit in my meditation practice? Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, waves of, it's the whole experience, the waves of gratitude mostly, lots of really cleansing, releasing tears of gratitude is what I tend to feel most of as an emotion. And So I was invited to sit longer with it, and it felt dogmatic. It felt, and I expressed that, I don't want my practice to be dogmatic. And Claudio said, be dogmatic about it. Be dogmatic about it. And so I'm with that. How we do anything is how we do everything. So I'm up against my, I'm looking at all of the thought processes of unlearning the lessons of being dogmatic. And here's this really great, well, he's a really great man. You know, he sits every day for 8 a.m. to noon. Beautiful lifestyle, beautiful practice that has been gifted to him. Quite lovely. In inquiry, you know, how much of that, in my mind, here's the story, right? Doesn't feel like my agenda, doesn't feel like my path, don't feel peace. So all these questions are going through my head, and I'm just, you know, I'm just with it all. So you're welcome to post, comment on my Facebook page if you have any insights around this. You know, what I'm finding is a waking up with, on a Monday morning, out of this fog and haze that I was in, you know, and I, that's what happens a lot in deep meditation, a lot of yoga, a lot of stillness, a lot of quietness. The mind gets really, really still. So I was in this haze, phase, fog. And I like it. And, you know, where does the rest of life fit into it? You know, something about that didn't feel peaceful. Something, how much, too much of anything, you know, is my life meant to be sat for 4 hours a day? I don't know. I'm checking it out. Is your life meant to be sitting for 8 hours a day in front of a computer behind your car seat, your car steering wheel in your car seat? We inquire. So sitting in meditation has helped me absolutely feel more peaceful. Being with the possibility that my mind is creating a little bit of unrest, but it's been a few days and it's worth stopping so I can see what's going on. That feels really good. So I'm going to be meditating from home today, giving myself some space from it. And, you know, sharing this with you again because I do know that a lot of you have had a meditation practice. I know that a lot of you may have never had one or have had glimpses of a yummy meditation sitting time. What I find makes it really sweet and yummy is when it's fresh. How do I keep it fresh? Be real with it. Keeps me at peace with it. I don't believe that being dogmatic about my meditation is the right piece of information. If I've heard it incorrectly, I am open to hearing it in a different way, a bigger way, another way. But being dogmatic about anything doesn't feel right to me anymore. So solving for peace is really quite powerful. Solving for peace gives us the opportunity to know peace so well, to have so many experiences and remembrances of peace that it becomes the go-to. It becomes the first thing, like toothbrush in the morning. You know, is my mind in peace? And that's what's happening. Is that my yoga practice? Is that my meditation practice? Is it because I'm sitting with other people? It was there before. Is it being accelerated because I'm sitting with other people? I don't know. I don't know. Yes. Quantum physics says yes. Is that the space for me? I don't know. But it sure is yummy. It sure is beautiful. It sure is fantastic. Why would anyone want to walk away from that, right? Well, we're in inquiry with it. So looking at my state of mind, getting to my space of peace, again, peace means pulling away from something I was guided to approach dogmatically. That piece of information did not sit well with me. is not sitting well with me. Doesn't feel like a vibrational match. Let's put it that way. Simply does not feel like a vibrational match. And I'm wondering, absolutely wondering, where this inner dialogue will take me. So if you ever have any questions, I'm always happy to offer that free 15-minute coaching session, Self-Mastery, 310-569-1804, 310-569-1804. You know, the simple practice of meditation on a daily basis changed your life. It will change your life. To the degree that we allow ourselves to dive in. That was another question I was asked. Well, Lisa, why don't you dive in? Dive into what? Am I already here? How much more? You know, I don't know. Diving in, what does that mean? And at what rate? You know, so I am in this really yummy self-mastery around my meditation practice. And getting to know the self is really what it's all about. And I am getting to know myself. It feels very empowering to have this much clarity around self and awareness and peace of mind. And so how am I going to navigate this level, this depth, this deepening into my world? When I go back to LA, right? How? Keep meditating. It will be revealed. That's the answer. That is the how. The meditation gives us, if you're looking for a bridge, the how bridge, meditation gets us from, gracefully holds us, allows us to arrive from one destination to another, from one experience to another, or as they say, from glory to greater glory. There is opportunity in meditation to really be still and get to know the self enough to be quiet and get still with the self and find out what's really important. Who am I? Why am I here? Right? The question is, who am I? Why am I here? And the answer in realization to be with is just to really realize that we are everything in all directions and that we are infinite. I'll say that again, that we are made from the same cosmic stuff. Oprah called it, we are made of the stars. Claudio calls it quantum foam. Everything's made of quantum foam is what how he refers to it. And if that we are all made of this same element, all we do in meditation is understand our bigness in that, understand our expansiveness in that, and our capacity to live in this life. Get this, our capacity to live in this life from that expansive space as quantum foam, as the absolute same primordial stuff of the ooze in the center of the core of the Earth all the way out to galaxies. That's how big we are in our composition. So that I am made from this. It's worth the time to self-inquiry. It's worth a 30-minute talk show continuously on Mondays that's listened to, really seasoned across the planet, really sprinkled with light workers across the planet. I see on my back office where you guys are listening from and geographically. And I'm really grateful for all of you, really grateful for this time that we get to sit, really grateful that you take the time to inquire. So sit and be, solving for peace. Start your day and just sit and be with silence. Know that you are everything in all directions and that you're infinite. And thank you so much for listening. And if you have any questions, give me a holler. Love to share some time, have a quick discussion with you about whatever your inquiry is on your road, on your journey to self and self-mastery. I'm really grateful for this time together. Thank you, everyone, for listening in. I get in this zone when I'm on the phone, when I'm on the airwaves with you guys. So, you know, thank you so much for the gift of, that you all give me by providing the airwaves, Blog Talk Radio. Thanks so much for this great free service that you're providing to the planet. May the longtime sun shine upon you. May all love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. This is Lisa Sahaki, and you're listening to Enlighten Up Radio every Monday morning, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Love, joy, peace to all souls.
Wandering around, wondering why I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will, wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one with the one. Working it out, she's wondering why she married in such haste. There was no way to know that her dream of love was sweeter than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast, felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes, wanting to feel something deeper within. Seems like the power in the wind, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one with the one. Of what we need, real satisfaction comes in who we came to be, like the air and sun and the earth we walk upon. Love is freely given and life becomes worth living when you're one with the one with the one, one with the one with the one. I'm watching the world and wondering why we live our lives with so much speed. What are we doing if we don't learn from the past? Are we moving way too fast? Are we moving way too fast, but really standing still? Trying to gain some speed with our mind and with our will, wanting to feel something greater inside, great like the river in the wild.